Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful class this morning. My goodness. Let me remind you that as a class, we look at three things always. Time to love, then we have to have a time to learn and think, and then we have a time to serve. And we've talked about service, and we've had chance to love. I want to give you just a little piece for us to think about, just a little bit of learning piece today that is right on the tail of Pastor's marvelous message today. Wasn't that just grand?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that was just wonderful. Shirley, come up and help me. I'm going to do one of my favorite little pieces today. If you are around me much, you know this is pretty standard for me. Wherever I go, whoever I'm with, it was what I was planning to share with you today, and I want to do this now. When we talk about finding God's will, here's my image. Imagine the God of the universe, the one who set the stars in space and put the tremor in the strings inside the atoms. This great God slipping up behind you and whispering in your ear, "And what shall we create out of your life?" That's the invitation. And for me, the great, great verse on that invitation is, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Come to me, weary and burdened. Let's make a life out of this. I want to give you the context of that, and rather than reading through all the verses, I'm just going to outline them for you, and it'll give you a chance to look at them on your own. But in the first six verses, it's addressed to John the Baptist. The burden he was carrying was disappointment. Are you the one, or should we expect someone else? And the response that John received from Jesus is, he said to his followers, John's followers, "Go tell him what you've seen and what you've heard. The blind see, the dead are raised to life. These amazing miracles are happening." He's quoting right out of the 61st chapter of Isaiah. But John, you see, John, he knew the Messiah would come. He truly believed it was in Jesus, but he anticipated a little more fire and brimstone in this. If you have read his sermons, you understand. And it is somewhat disconcerting when God doesn't meet our expectations. And he does it a different way. Are you following that? Am I willing to surrender to God's way as opposed to my expectations? Second, Jesus addresses the crowd. It's in verses 7 to 19. They were a group who just simply didn't know what they want. They couldn't put their finger on it. And he asks them, he said, "Do you come out here into the desert to see someone that's dressed in fine robes? No, of course you don't. You came out to see John the Baptist. Is it a reed shaking in the wind? No, that's not what you came to see. You came to see a prophet." And then he said, but it was more than a prophet. And then he begins to describe to them that even though John the Baptist was the greatest in the kingdom, he is still the least for everyone that is coming in that receives the full story and the full message and the full person of who Jesus is. And he ends by talking about this generation, and he said, "You are out here. I know you're weary. You're searching for something. You want something. But here's the problem," he said. And he chooses a little children's rhyme. He says, we play the pipe for you, but you don't dance. And so we sing a dirge, but you don't mourn. In other words, have you got it? You complain that John the Baptist, he came neither eating nor drinking. You know, locusts, that was sort of what he did. And he said, you complained about that and said he has a demon. And then the Son of Man, I come along and I have parties. We eat, we drink, and you say I'm a glutton and a drunkard. You just don't know what you want, do you? You know folks like that? Because everything in life is a complaint. Everything in life doesn't measure up. They're so weary and burdened with life that don't even know what they want. For John the Baptist, it just isn't the way I thought it would turn out. For that crowd, we're so weary and burdened, we don't really know what we want. And then he denounces these towns in verse 20, where most of his miracles were performed. And I think sometimes we're tempted to read these words with great vehemence and difficulty, but I don't think that's the way they're written at all. I understand the word woe as full of sorrow and compassion. Woe to these cities where I've done all these miracles, and you turn it away, and then he just absolutely hits them in the quick. He said, these two pagan cities over here, Tyre and Sidon, it's better for them than it will be for you, because you saw the miracles. You had all the prophecies. He said, Capernaum, where he did most of his teaching, it's going to be better for Sodom and Gomorrah than you. What's going on? One word he uses, because you would not repent. Some people are just so burdened down with the heaviness of life that any thought of change just crushes them. How can I change? I don't want to change. I can't change. That's what repent means, to change. In the face of all the miracles, in the face of all that God is doing, in the face of all of this, you're so worn out with life, you can't even change. You are so worn out with life, you don't even know what you want. You are so disappointed that you can't even let go of your expectations. To people just like that, now here it comes, Jesus says as he prays, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. What's he saying to us? Just don't try to figure it all out. Trust like a child, for it will be revealed to you. And then the greatest invitation of all, come to me, all ye who weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I love the image he uses. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Why? For I'm humble and gentle in heart. Now here's the deal. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. A couple of things about a yoke. Do you know they actually built these things to fit the cattle? To fit the animal. They'd try it out. Barney, they'd test it, and if it rubbed the wrong way, they'd rub it down so that it fit just right. That's what he means by saying easy. And learn of me. And this is the part that's amazing. I just can't believe this. This is the kind of yoke you use for training. You put in one animal that gets it, knows how to do it. And you put in the other one that's learning. You are tracking with this, aren't you? And Jesus says, I'm here. I'll put this over my neck. You slip in to this side. And you will learn that my heart is humble and gentle. And you will find rest. And you're still pulling the burden, but you're not alone. And all you have to do is say, what's the next step, Jesus? And you stay in step with him. Not a bad way to live. Lord, thank you. Thank you for a beautiful picture to bring us in from the cold. Bring us in from life that hasn't gone the way we anticipated. Bring us in when we're just so weary we don't even know what we want anymore. Bring us in when we're just too tired or stubborn or mule-headed to change. Bring us in. And we come as little children, and we take on life with you. Amen.